Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla.
Hello, Hitman.
It's happening tonight, Back to Campus Party 2018. We've had, just a stupendous, can I say that? Stupendous morning here at Power 93.5. Queen Nigel's been on the air with us.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Vine has been on the air with us.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Jeanette Claudette is on the air with us. Good morning, Jeanette.
Yay! Good morning.
How are you?
We're live on Facebook, you guys.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God. We got to look at how cute she is. Let's zoom in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Everybody,
super zoom.
See this really beautiful lady over here? That's Jeanette Claudette.
Who's that flawless at like 8 in the morning?
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
GC I had to wake up like at 5 to look this decent. I'm kidding.
Jeanette Claudette, a lot of people don't realize you actually came and visited us about, a month ago?
Yeah.
And we sat down, you talked to me and everybody about your music.
Yes.
And then we had a great lunch at Scotch and Sirloin.
Oh my God, it was so good. I was talking about that salad yesterday when we drove by the place.
And then I was like, you got to come back and do a show. You're like, just say when. And here you are. Here you are.
You said when and I'm here.
Jeanette, for people that don't know you, tell them a little bit about your career at home and how you got started in this crazy business.
Oh, it's been a journey. I've been singing since I was 3, born and raised in New York City.
Wow.
My mother was a singer, so that's kind of how I just got introduced to music all in all. And kind of just followed it my whole life in my own right. Church, theater, all of the above. High school, was always doing performances.
Right.
And then when I graduated, I begged my mom to give me some time to try to get a record deal, and I would work a job. So I worked at Rite Aid for a few.
Rite Aid, like the pharmacy?
Yeah, the pharmacy. It was so horrible. Oh my God, my boss was so mean to me. I remember I would like be humming, like stacking things, and I'd be just humming to myself, and she would just be like, "Who is that? Who's humming? Who's humming? Who's doing that?" And I would just be like, "Dang, you're evil. You're so evil."
Right.
I ended up quitting that job, and I had to actually come ask for it back because I thought I was going to get signed, and then I didn't get signed, and I got to come back and ask for my job, and they gave it to me. They gave it back to me. So
there was like, okay, you're from Brooklyn, right?
No, I'm from Washington Heights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I went to Brooklyn, and there was a Rite Aid on like 4th Street or 12th Street or something.
They're everywhere. They're like on every corner.
Yeah, because I was looking for a Walgreens, and they were like, a what?
And it's so weird because, like Duane Reade, Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, they're all the same thing, but they're all on every corner.
Yeah, no
it's
doubt.
It's so weird. Yeah.
Jeanette Claudette, it's a good thing you kept pursuing your career because eventually you did get signed by Sony Music.
Yes.
And here you are, your first single ever that you offered to the world, the track that you guys can hear in the background, True.
Yes. It's finally out.
I know. Is there a story about this song?
Well, Rico Love, who I did the record with, incredible songwriter and a really good friend of mine. We've always been working throughout the years. I met him in 2010 when I was signed to Universal Motown.
Mm.
I was there for a few years. Album never came out. Kind of did that whole thing as an artist, figuring myself out. But we always kept in contact. And when I did the Sony Music deal, I called him back and I was like, I'm coming back to Miami because the weather is amazing and because I want to write some great music. And so we went. I went with August, who's sitting over there.
Hey, August.
His summer childhood. went to Miami and we just hung out for like a few hours. That's the cool thing about working with friends is that you can just like go, no expectations, just hang out. And
right.
We were probably like just talking and joking for like 3 hours. And then Rico said the first three lines like just out of nowhere. And I was like, you got to get in the booth and record that right now.
Wow.
We were like on Insta Live and I just had a gut feeling from that moment that that song was going to like be
that's
special.
That's cool, because that's organic.
And it was going to be what I wanted to lead. And that was last year, January. So just to give you like a little bit of the timeline of how long it kind of took us to just finally get it out to the world.
Yep. Now, look, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I got to ask. I mean, August is, he's here.
Oh, man.
I mean, he went with you to Miami.
Yep.
He was a call that you made. So.
She called him a snack on Instagram.
She did call him a snack on Instagram.
No. She called him a whole snack.
Oh, a whole snack? Is that what it was? Oh, my goodness. And what did August say to us this morning? He said, is anybody hungry?
He like did this thing with his shirt, and I was like,
"All right, so you got to put it out there." We know that the Queen Nigel travels with her man Clarence, so
yeah. Well, August is actually the executive producer on the album as well, so he actually co-wrote "True" with me and Rico as well.
Now you know that is not what we're asking.
Oh, Lord. So he did a little bit more than just, you know.
A little bit more than producing.
Okay. Just a touch.
I like
more.
How he is not even acknowledging any
of
this conversation.
Totally like, so embarrassed.
He's like, y'all can go ahead. I'm just kidding.
I think he's buried in his phone watching this live on Facebook my God, no.
He's awesome.
And you also have another special person that you brought with us all the way from New York.
Azar, my manager and like best friend, and it's just really great to travel with these two because they are the closest people to me at this point, and trust them with my whole life.
Six months from now, look into the future. What's coming up? Immediate future, obviously, you're performing tonight for us here in Wichita at Wichita
so
State.
So excited.
The Back to Campus Party, but
that's gonna be fun.
6 months from now, what are we going to be saying about Jeanette Claudette?
6 months from now, I think probably just want to get on the road, like tour.
Right.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty focused right now on just trying to jump on a tour with someone and just continue to spread the music that way. So I think 6 months is a pretty good timeline for that and to get the EP out.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Jeanette Claudette on with us this morning here at Power 93.5. I love it. You know what? Should we give away a pair of tickets?
Let's do it.
Ooh,
for the Back to Campus Party. For the ninth caller at 869-1093. You can see this beautiful lady on stage tonight. Don't worry, August will be watching.
He'll be security.
Poor August.
August, like, how did I get into this conversation? Hey, it's out there now. Jeanette Claudette, Queen Nigel, Bryce Vine, what a show. Jeanette, you have done so much for me and the radio station here.
Yes.
And
you guys.
And Franco, a lifelong
love
friend.
Franco.
I've known the guy, 20 plus years. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. And thank you guys for supporting so early on.
Look at all those people calling to get those free tickets to see you.
This is great.
The Hitman and Carla. It is the Back to Campus Party. Jeanette Claudette. And here's another guy on stage tonight. Drew Barrymore is the track. It's Bryce Vine. Let's go give away some tickets right now. It's Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.